This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, you know, on that day, subhanallah, everybody will blame everybody else. You know, in this world, like you have your children, they say, no, it wasn't me, it was him. It was him. It wasn't me, it was him. Everybody. Mother will blame child. Child will blame mother. You will blame your friends. Everybody will blame each other. The body will blame the soul. The soul will blame the body. So the body will say, oh Allah, you know this soul, you put that inside me. It told me to stand, I stood. It told me to sit, I sat. It told me to run, I ran. It told me to steal, I stole. The soul will say, no Allah, it was the body. Allah, he said, look, who did the stealing? It was the body, I was just inside. I was just, you know, a occupant. I just lived inside him. The stealing was done by him. The zina was done by him. The fraud was done by him. The killing was done by him. The ghibah was done by his tongue. The listening to haram was done by his ears. Me, I was just living in the accommodation. So then Allah will say, okay, bring an angel and the angel will decide. So the angel will give them an example of two people who enter a garden, a blind man and a person who doesn't have legs. The one who doesn't have legs will say, there's some beautiful fruit on the trees. If I had legs, I would reach up to them and I would take those fruit. Now the blind person can't see the fruit. So the blind person will say, no problem, jump on my back and you can take the fruit. So the angel will say to them, who was the culprit? The blind person or the one without legs? They will say, no, both of them. They said, game over. Rest my case. You're both convicted. You are both in the game. Wallahi, on that day, everybody, everything will blame each other.